Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Every week on The Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Wednesday, October 9th. I'm Michael Calhoun. Our top local story: with all the recent department head losses within St. Louis public schools, KMOX wanted to know how it is affecting classroom teaching.
KMOX has attempted to contact St. Louis public schools with no results. So we contacted the Teachers Union Local 420 President, Ray Cummings.
Well, the people that I represent every day are true professional educators in the classroom. And regardless of who's at the top, they are there every day to receive the kids.
The transportation director retired last week at St. Louis Public Schools, and there are still major issues with students not having reliable transportation, something Cummings tells KMOX is a nationwide problem, and he calls the local issue a hiccup. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
In August, a detainee of the St. Louis City Jail died by apparent suicide. Today, her parents have gotten few answers from the city.
Even answers to questions as simple as what was the cause of death have not been given to the parents of Katrina Kelly. Their attorney, Jack Spooner, sent a letter to the city asking for video and documentation around Kelly's apparent suicide. With no answers provided by the city, Spooner says a lawsuit will be filed in the coming days. I asked him why not just file the lawsuit up front instead of asking for the city to cooperate.
We have to allege all of the facts on information and belief and then conduct our investigation in order to confirm, add to, you know, supplement whatever the factual background is.
Spooner says they don't have details such as how long detainees were calling for help or how long it took for the jail to call 911. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
KMOX has requested comment from the Department of Public Safety, awaiting their reply. Missouri Task Force 1 has had its last day in western North Carolina, but they're not done yet. Marshall Griffin has that.
Missouri Task Force 1 has now been deployed to Florida to help with the upcoming response to Hurricane Milton, which is forecast to strike the Florida Peninsula Wednesday night as a major hurricane, even though it's weakened a bit. A fresh 17-member group of Missouri Task Force members are en route to Charlotte, North Carolina to relieve those who've been responding to devastation left by Hurricane Helene. Those still on the ground spent their last day conducting targeted welfare checks at specific addresses in McDowell County, North Carolina.
MoDOT is prepping for winter. The Missouri Department of Transportation is holding a winter weather drill tomorrow across the Show Me State. Darren Hemlink, the state maintenance director, says MoDOT snowplows and salt spreaders will be out and about as people are driving to work.
Yeah, the larger plows are 14 foot wide, so just be aware of that. When you meet a plow, give them plenty of room. Get over if you can a little bit, especially on narrow bridges. That can be problematic. Our drivers, are told to yield when they can.
The winter weather drill will be statewide. It begins in the heart of the morning commute. Three small business owners are fighting Brentwood's redevelopment plans along Manchester Road, which could involve the city forcing property sales. Legal analyst Brad Young says this raises tough questions about eminent domain.
How much benefit to the public is it when you are taking property from one group of business owners and then selling it to a different group of business owners?
Young says the key issue with eminent domain is defining the community's greater good, the trade-off, losing small businesses for new apartments and restaurants.
Well, as the news continues on KMOX at 522, let's take you live to KMOX meteorologist Dave Murray in the Weather Center, tracking the latest with Hurricane Milton. We've already seen tornadoes today in Florida, Dave, and it looks like maybe about 90 minutes or so before potential landfall.
Yeah, it's the storm is slowing down a little bit. The eye wall is getting a little tighter, which is a bit unusual. But it does look like Sarasota is probably the point of where the eye is going to cross, maybe over Osprey. A lot of folks, vacation down in this part of Florida. Basically, Tampa, St. Petersburg, Bradenton, Sarasota, Osprey down to Northport. That's the center point of as far as the strength of this song. Tampa and St. Petersburg getting hammered right now with heavy rain and high winds, getting a lot of wind damage, power poles coming down, stuff like that, as you would expect. Just got a report, J.C. Corcoran, he's got power outages in East Lake and Clearwater, and he's riding through it. He is about a mile and a half away from the coast in the Tampa area. And, this thing, it's doing what it's supposed to do. It will slow down because it doesn't like to interact with land, even though about half of it now is over land. And it's the friction that really causes problems, but it is producing really heavy rain, really strong winds. The center itself has 120 mile per hour winds, moving to the northeast at about 15. And that's why Bradenton, Sarasota appears to be the point. The tornadoes are very common in these things because all a hurricane is massive thunderstorms rotating around the eye of that storm. But at one point today, there were over 90 tornado warnings issued in Florida, and it's really from the West Coast to the East Coast, from north to south. And these are quick, what we call spin-up tornadoes. They're not the long-track tornadoes. They form, they do their stuff, and then they pull back up. And again, this thing's going right across the state of Florida. Orlando will have hurricane conditions, probably Category 1 type conditions as we go into tomorrow morning, and then it pops out around Daytona Beach, which will also have hurricane conditions as it goes back out over the Atlantic. And it will probably die once it gets into the Atlantic. There's a lot of wind shear out there, not favorable conditions. But Milton means business. There's no question about it.
And it seems like it's unusual. You know, I'm thinking back, because you can recall, for instance, tornadoes in a downtown area of a city. My mind goes right to Atlanta several years ago. It seems like hurricanes hitting, you know, a top 20 metro area city like Tampa Bay is A, unusual, and B, I mean, just looking at, for instance, their equivalent to Barnes Jewish Hospital is on an island that's at sea level.
Right. The last time Tampa really got hit by a powerful hurricane, you have to go back to 1921. It's an area that just doesn't get hit by hurricanes very often, just because of the way a normal hurricane reacts and the way it turns to the north, or it stays just off the coast. But this one, as we remember, formed in the western Gulf of Mexico, and because of a number of things going on in the atmosphere, one of the reasons our weather is so nice is that it kind of forced that thing to move primarily west to east, so it's bringing it into the Tampa area and points south. This is going to be a storm that we're not going to really see the effect of the damage until we get into the morning light, because most of this is going to be from now in well through the night, if not through the night. And then you're not going to get to the barrier islands, is where a real extensive damage is going to be. It's probably going on right now, until helicopters can get up and see it, because you will not be able to get to the barrier islands at all. And a lot of the media has been making a big deal, and rightfully so, about the amount of debris that is left over from Helene that hit about 10 days ago. And those become missiles. It gets picked up by anywhere from 90 to 120 mile per hour winds. And there's just piles and piles of trash, because they just haven't been able to get rid of all of it. They've done a great job of getting rid of a lot of it, but not all of it.
Our last minute with KMOX meteorologist Dave Murray, the storm that everybody's watching, Hurricane Milton, which is lashing the Tampa Bay area now, and the worst of it might be about 90 minutes away from making landfall. And, you know, we talk about this track, and for instance, okay, it's a little bit south. The worst is going to be over Sarasota. Earlier we had heard, you know, St. Pete Beach and Treasure Island kind of area for the direct hit. But even if, you know, this shifts slightly south and it is, you know, Sarasota, for instance, that it's so wide, it's so big that everybody's going to have an impact from this.
Exactly. It, you know, just to give you an idea, it is pouring rain already in Orlando. It is pouring rain from about Port St. Lucie. This is on the East Coast all the way up to Daytona Beach. So the circulation of the rain pattern of this thing covers all of Central Florida already. Not so much extreme South Florida, not so much extreme North Florida, but as I mentioned, Tampa is getting creamed right now with really heavy rain and high winds, even though the eye of the storm is probably going to pass to their south. We've gotten a little too focused, I think, over the last 10 years or so of just where the eye is going to pass, because this storm is a couple of hundred miles wide. And the storm surge, because again, it's like a fastball hitting a wall. It has no place to go. That water has no place to go. And that's why the storm surge is going to be a problem all the way from Tampa, St. Pete. And Tampa Bay is a very weird situation to get a storm surge like this, because the water truly has no place to go. And the storm surge is going to be big all the way down to Naples, Florida. And then there's going to be storm surges on the backside of this on the east coast of Florida, too.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.